When someone wants to eat some nash between Kiddush, between washing the hands for Challes, for Lechem Mishneh, there are three reasons not to do so. There is a whole controversy about each one of them. In general, the Maskone is that you could do it, but in some details there is a Machlekes. So we'll discuss all these details as it is explained in Simen Reish Mem Tes and in other parts of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. Let's start with the first reason is if I eat nash between Kiddush and washing the hands for challah, I may not have such an appetite when I eat after that the challah and the whole meal, because I have started with something else. So there is a din that is also explained in Simen Reish Mem Tes, that one is not allowed to eat as Udo Gdoilo, like we have for a chasene or for a bar mitzvah or for a bris in the middle of the day of Friday, because that big seude would cause I should not have the appetite so much of eating the Sudat Shabbos. But it says that if it's like a chasene or a bar mitzvah, that I cannot push it off for another day, then this Suda is also a mitzvah. So the Suda of the mitzvah, you cannot say you're not allowed to Erev Shabbos, because you will miss the appetite of Sudat Shabbos. They are both mitzvahs, and if the mitzvah is something that you could push it off for another day, let's say you want to have a dinner for the yeshiva and you could do it on Saturday, so you shouldn't do it on Friday, because if you eat a whole meal, a big suda on Friday, you will miss the appetite for the Sudat Shabbos. But if it is like chasene, that you cannot push it off for another day, you want to do it in this day, then you could. This is in general the din for a seuda gdelo. But a regular seuda, we know each one of us eats a seuda on Friday, and there is no problem in that. There is only a little problem that if you want to start this seuda, regular seuda, washing and eating a regular meal, the last 3 hours of Friday, the last 3 shoyes zmanis before Shkia, then it's better not to start then. Why? For the same reason. If you will eat a seuda, regular seuda, in the last 3 hours, then you will miss the appetite for the Shabbos meal. We learn that from Pesach. By Pesach it says in this last 3 hours, somuch lemincha, you're not allowed to eat, because that will certainly take away the appetite of eating, and the eating of Seder Leil Pesach, we have to eat it with appetite. This is what the Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch says about Erev Pesach. But the whole year, on Friday before Shabbos, it doesn't say that you're not allowed to. It just says mitzvah not to. It is a good thing not to start the meal then, because then you will have a better appetite for the Suda Shabbos. So you could eat the meal before Shabbos comes in, but after Shabbos comes in, you're not allowed to eat anything till Kiddush. You're not even allowed to drink after sunset before Kiddush. But it is still negeya if you want to eat something, not a meal, a nash, after Kiddush, before you wash, then it's better not to. Because if you will eat then the nash, then certainly it will take away some of the appetite of the Seudas Shabbos. So he says that finally you are allowed to. But he is summarizing in Seif Yud, Umikol Makim, Ein Limchis Biada Mekilim, as we said that only Erev Pesach we're not allowed to eat a meal, but Erev Shabbos we are allowed, because there is no din that you're not allowed to. It is just better, so it's mitzvah. So if someone wants to eat a nash after Kiddush, before he is washing for the Suda, you shouldn't be moiche in him, on him, because it's not the end of the world. You could do it. This is the first reason why we shall not eat a nash after Kiddush, before washing for the Suda. So you could. But then there is Kuntasachen we will get to, because when first we go to the first reason, then we'll go to the second reason, and then we'll go to the third reason. About that, there is a Kuntasachen that you have mentioned. So let's go to the second reason. The second reason says that if you have two things that you want to eat, bread and something else, there is a chiyuv to eat the bread first. If you eat something else, you are not, there is a din of gdime to bread, there is a din of gdime to shiva minim for others, there is a din of gdime, you say bere prio eats and bere prio domo before shehakil. So here, since you have the bread, the challah, the lechem mishne, and you have the nash, you are supposed to be magdim the lechem mishne. So he says this is also not terrible, and if someone wants to do it, he may do it. Why? There is a din of gdime. So he says it's not so terrible. Dink dima means that you want to eat both. Let's say if you have two things on the table and you want to eat only one of them, there is no dink dima that you are supposed to eat the other one because there is a dima to the other one. If you eat both, you should start with the one that is dima. But if you eat only one, there is no dink dima. You could eat even the one that is not kdime. So the same thing is here. Before you wash, you want to eat a nash. You don't want to eat now bread. Although it's not the same, because here you do want to eat the bread, but you want to eat later. Now you want to eat the nash. So he says, even in this case, there is no problem. Because when you don't want to eat now the gdime, you're not supposed to. You could eat now the one that you want to eat now. As he is finalizing in the end of Sif Yud Aleph, Shebirkas Alechem Gedemes Lechol HaBoches, so you're supposed to eat bread before the nash, Ma Sheenkin Cheechel Kedem Asudem Machmas, you don't want to eat the nash in the middle of the Suda after you washed. You want to eat the nash before. Then you have the appetite to eat the nash. Azai einei tzorich klal lahagdim lefonov derkas alechem. So there is two reasons already, and about both reasons he says that you don't have to care about it. If you don't, you want to eat the nash, you could eat the nash before you wash for the suda. But then comes a third reason not to eat the nash. And this third reason, there is a machlekes, and there is one case that you could, one case there is machlekes, and there is a stira between here and what Altareb Paskent in Hilchas Birkes Hananin, and there is a maskone of the Kuntresachen. So let's discuss this third reason. Third reason is that if you are eating the nash before eating the bread, you have to say a brocha on it. And after you finish, you have to say a vera nefoshes on it, or any brocha achreine. You cannot rely on benching. Benching helps only on what you're eating in middle of the suda, or of what you eat before the suda, for the reason of the suda. Let's say we say kiddush, we don't have to say brocha achreine, because the benching goes also al kiddush, because it's part of the suda, because ein kiddush b'mokim suda. And there is other cases that this is effect. But here, when you eat the nash, you don't eat the nash as an appetizer, which becomes part of the suda. You eat the nash because now you want to eat the nash. So it's not for the suda. So then you would say a broche bere priadoma or shakel, and then you would have to say bere nefoshes, and then you could wash, because the benching is not helping for this. So you added two broches. There is a din that you are not allowed to add a broche if you don't have to. As the Alter Rebbe explains in Simen Reish Tezvov in Siv Dalet, Osur Ligreim Brocho She'eino Tzricho Kegein Kol Shnei Dvorim She'yocho Lefetrom Bebrocho Achas Osur Ligreim She'itztarech Lachzir Levorech Kedei Kegein She'yafsik Betaim Besicho Ebedover Acher Hagerem She'itztarech Lachzir Levorech. I want to eat, say another bracha. So we have a din by tefillin. We say one bracha and shendiadon el shel rosh. And we're not allowed to be mafsik between shendiad and shel rosh. But if I answer omen in between, or I want to say something, then I have to say another bracha and the shel rosh. So when you do a hefsek besicho, you're causing yourself to say another bracha. You're not allowed to. Or there is a din that if you eat something, not bread, you eat something, and in the middle of eating, you go out to another part of the house that you didn't think about it before, or you go out outside of the house, you go in the front yard, even you thought about it, this walking out is a hefsek, and you come in, you have to say another brocha if you didn't wash. So you went out, you caused yourself to say another brocha. So you're not allowed to, because osur ligrim brocha she'ine tzricho. Even though that I want to add the brocha. Why? Because there is a din that each one is supposed to say 100 brochas a day. It includes the Trishmonesres and the Birkas HaShachar and the meal and the benching, and altogether it's 100 brachas, like David HaMelech was metaken. Like the Alter Rebbe brings down in Simen Mem Vov, Meir brachas shechayev kolodom levorach bechol yeim voyeim me'erev ad beker kegein et Moshe Tikin, David HaMelech Olav HaSholem b'Shabbos Chosru. Because in the three tefillahs, you have only each tefillah only seven brachas, not 18. And other changes. So therefore, you're missing brachas to be memale. So you could be memale with eating fruit. Or if you don't have fruit, you could be memale by listening to Kriyas HaTeire, answering Omen after their broche. It's also considered, you have the choice, you consider that. So he wants to be mafsik in the middle of eating. He's going outside and coming back in. So he's adding a broche. You're not allowed to. Even Shabbos. Like he says in the Simer Reish Nesvov, that even that you want to be memale the kuf brocha shechayev odom levorech b'chol yim osu ligrum brocha shechayev tzricho kedi lahashlim lekuf. So therefore you're not allowed to eat the nash before the suda. Start with the suda, so you wouldn't have to say the brocha. You're missing for the kuf, for the meyer brochas, you'll eat the fruit another time or other ways. So therefore you're not allowed to. Still, he says in Sif Yud Aleph that if you want to eat the nash, there is no problem. The issue to be moisif a brocha is if you do it to, in order to be moisif a brocha. But if you do it before you want to eat a nash, then there is no problem. It's not called brocha shein atzricho. Ma she'echer kedem asudo, hu machamas she'reitzel la'ash le'meyem brochas. Then you're not allowed to. Yesh bu ze isur gomur min adin, she'osu likrim chiyev brocha, k'she'efshe le'petro b'brocha acheres. K'mei she'it nizbar b'simereish tezvof. But if you eat it before because you want to eat a nash, so he says in the beginning of this Sif, Bamedvarim Amurim Sheichel Eisei Michael Kedem Asuda Machmas Shechofitzu Mis'ane Lechel the nash, then there is no problem of Brocha Shein Atzricha. The whole problem is if you want to eat the nash because you want to eat another broche for the meyer brochas that you are supposed to. So he says you're not allowed to. Only if you want to eat the nash. But if you want to add a broche, you're not allowed to. And he says, like it says in Simer Reish Tezvov. But in Simer Reish Tezvov it doesn't say that. Let's see what he says in Simer Reish Tezvov. Osu ligrim brocha shein atzricho kedei lahashlim lemeir brochas b'meir dvorim amurim k'sheyochel lifter beis dvorim bebrocha shehi meyuchedes lishneim aval im hi meyuchedes ledovar echod elo sheyochel lifter bo gam hasheini b'teres tfeilo. What is the case of this din? We know every time we have a banyan, so when I'm getting some mashke to say l'chaim, after I drink the mashke, I want to eat something to take off the bitterness of the mashke. It may be a cookie, it may be a pickle, whatever. So when we eat this, we don't have to say Beir Mini Mezeinis or Beir Pri Adomo. Why? Because I don't eat it because I want to eat it. I eat it because I want to take off the bitterness of the mashke. So it's toffel to the mashke. When it's toffel to the mashke, you're not supposed to say a bracha on it. As we see in Seder Birkas Hananim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph. Mi she'echer lepas lemate kashtir she'shosa kvar, harei hapas tfeilo lemashke vein tzorech levorech aleh. Even if you take a challah, a little piece of challah, to eat, to take off the bitterness of the mashke, I'm not supposed to say a bracha. It's toffel. But we know we don't do that. When somebody gives me a mashke to say l'chaim, and there is a cookie on the table, first I take the cookie, I say Beir Mini Mezeinis, I give a little bite, and I eat. Then I say shehatl, I drink the mashke, and after the mashke, I eat the leftover of the cookie. Why do I have to say Beir Mini Mezeinis and a little piece before? Why don't I say like the din is that you say shehakel and then you don't say Beir Mini Mezeinis or Mitzler Menorot? Because it's toffel to the Iker. The Iker I wanted to see l'chaim. So he says further in Seder Birkas Hananim Perek Gimel in Halacha Yud Aleph, Umidas Chasidus Afilu Be'echel Mate Kashtiyo Sheshosa Kvar Lit En Tchilo from the cookie Me'at Mimeno Kedei Levorech Brocha Amyuchedes Lei Kedei Leharbez Bibroches Kilo Eilom Yarbe Otom Bibroches Atzriches Ve'yemai Bibroches Ein Atzriches ולציבו למעט אלו כשליוכל ליפטר שני דבורים בברוכה אחר זה מיוחדס להם. Here the Beir Mini Mezeinis is not מיוחדס for the shehakel that they say on the mashke. So it's better to be מייסיף ברוכס הצריכס and למעט ברוכס שאין הצריכס. Here by the Mezeinis it's ברוכס שאין הצריכו because I want to say on the Mezeinis, Beir Mini Mezeinis, not to be Nichlal in the Shehakel. Since this is the din when I fight bais on the Mashke, therefore, he says in Simen Reish Tes Vov, במה דבורים אמורים, כשיוכל ליפטר בדבורים בברוכה שהיא מיוחדת לשניהם. אבל אם היא מיוחדת לדבר אחד, אלו שיוכל ליפטר בו גם השני, בתרס תפילו, תה וייצר להרביס בברוכס. So therefore, if I want to add a ברוכה, even without being משלים for קוף ברוכס, in any case, since it's another ברוכה, it's better to say first Beir Mini Mezeinis, to eat a little bit, and then to eat the mashke and say Beir Nefeshes. So therefore, let's go back now to our din. By, he wants to eat a nash after kiddush, before washing for the suda. Let's say if he would eat the nash in the middle of the suda, he wouldn't say a bracha. But would that be the bracha that is chayev? Maybe not. Over there I said, I'm Itzelech Min Ha'oretz. And on this nash, I say, Shehakel or Beir Pri Adomo. So, here there is no problem. But he says, there is a problem. Why is there a problem? I say a bracha which is not part of my Meitzelach Menorot. So in this there is a machlekes between the Shiloh and the Magen Avraham. And that's the whole pilpul here in the Shulchan, in Simen Reish Mem Tes, he says lechatchile like the Magen Avraham. Where do we have the Machlekes? So let's see what he says further in Simen Reish Tes Vov. Lefichoch im heviu leperes beteich hasudo tev yeser lehanichom leacha birkas amazin kedei shivorcha hareyem birchosom hachreino hamyuchedes lehem veleifterem bebirkas amazin sheinu miyuchedes lehem veinu pitrosom ele mishum sheinu chshavim michlal atzude. Let's say you eat a fruit in the middle of the Suda. You have to say Bere Piroitz. But after you eat the fruit, you don't have to say Bere Nefoshes. Because the Birkas HaMazon is Moitzi, the Bere Nefoshes, that you ate in the middle of the Suda. But the Hametz Lech Menorah that you said in the beginning is not Moitzi the fruit, because it's not part of the Suda. So, better to eat the fruit after benching. Because if you eat the fruit after benching, you have one more brocha. You say not only Bere Priroitz, you also say Bere Nefoshes. So therefore, the Shalom says, better leave it for after the meal, after benching. And then you will say Bere Priroitz and Bere Nefoshes. And we don't care about, you don't want to add a brocha that you don't have to, because also Ligrim brocha Shein Tzricho. Because here it is Tzricho. Because the benching and the Hametzi is Metzi, not the brocha that Hamyuchedes lay. It's included in the meal. So you could say it later, the Broham Yucheres Lei, Bere Priroitz and Bere Nefoshes, and it's not the issue of also Leisiv, Broham Shein Am Yucheres, Broham Shein Atzricho. That's what the Shalosh says. But the Magen Avraham says, no, you're not allowed to add a brocha, because whatever you eat in the meal, you're potter. And now when you say it later, you're adding a brocha that shein etzricho. So that's why the Alter Rebbe continues in Simen Reish Tes Vov, v'yesh chelkim. So how is the maskone? So he says, v'yesh la'achmir kitzvor yorushayno, you should do like the Shalom. If you are missing, you want to add a brocha, leave the fruit till after your benching, and then you'll say Bere Priroitz and Bere Nefoshes. That's even without that you have to be mashlim for Meir Brochas. Especially Bifrat, Beshabes, Viyomte, Kedi Lahashlim Kuv Brochas, Yeshla, Lahanichom, Laham Birkas Amozen, Lahashlim Boyam. So he's paskening like the Shalom, not like the Magen Avraham. Why is he paskening like the Shalom, not like the Magen Avraham? So by us in Simen Reish Mem Tes, he has a long kontrasachim, and he's bringing everything that the Rishonim say about it. Starting from Rav Kleinim in the door of Rashi, and then other poskim, and from them, it looks like they say like the Shalom, not like the Magen Avraham. So therefore, after the whole Ariches, the Alter Rebbe feels in the Kustran Zachin, a long Kustran Zachin, was kakti lekach lefi shamine poshut lechel mine mesiko mirkachas keidem seudo. People do like the Shalom. Saying them, eating it before the Suda or after the Suda is the same thing. You could be potter by in middle of the Suda, and you're doing a special bracha if you do it after benching or before washing. So since he says that from all those people looks like the shalom, therefore yotzo dini shel shalom boru lefidas horosh v'tur v'shulchan aruch v'achel kimalatei tzves v'cheinu gam kein das rabbeinu kleimenus v'yazerua v'darkei meishe kan maram galanti v'sefer hazichreines ובעל כנסת הגדי לו שתיקום הילקח. Since in all these rishonim it looks like the shalom, therefore הסמך על כל הנראה בבוסו נגד המורגן הגברום like the shalom אימא שכיחים הישראל. You could rely on the shalom. So therefore he passes in simerishtes vov that you could leave the fruit for after benching, especially if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we see here a chilek hadeis between Reish Tezvov and Reish Mem Tes. Because in Reish Mem Tes he says that if you want to add the broche for the Meir Broches, Isur Gomo Min Adin שאוסו ליגרם חיוב ברוכה כשאפשר לפטרו בברוכה אחרס כמי שנסבר בסימן ריש תזבוב. That means that in סימן ריש ממתס he's passing like the Morgan Avram, that even in the Suda, if you want to eat it before the Suda or after the Suda, there is an issue of ברוכה שאינו צריכו. So we don't know exactly which one he wrote later, the one in Simen Reish Tes Vov or the Simen Reish Mem Tes. In Reish Tes Vov, he says you could be making like the Shalom. In Reish Mem Tes, he says you shouldn't make it. It's a Yisur Gomor, like the Magen Avraham says. So in general, we wouldn't know which one was written after. But since we have an Reish Mem Tes Kuntresache, that after he wrote the Pnima Reish Mem Tes, that you're not allowed to, he had a long Kuntresache to prove from all these Rishonim that they hold like the Shalom, and he says that you could do like the Shalom. So we understand from that that Reish Mem Tes, Reish Tes Vov, that he was paskening like the Shalom against the Magen Avraham is later, after he wrote the Kuntresachen and he came to the decision that we are allowed to. Comes out that finally all three reasons that we have mentioned, that you are not supposed to eat the nash after Kiddush before washing for the Suda, we could still do it. The first thing is that you wouldn't eat the Suda with the appetite, proper appetite. So he says it's only a mitzvah and only bear of Pesach the Iker is, then there is a issue. So if someone does it, don't stop him. Second reason is because it's a kdime of bread. So he says, since now I want to eat the nash and later the bread, it's not a din of gdime. The third reason, because the Magen Avraham says that it is a din of isur brocha she'eino tzricho, so since the shalom doesn't hold like that and all the rishonim looks like that by them like the shalom, so we shouldn't worry about it. So finally, even if you want to eat the nash before the eating, not before, because you want to eat it now, but want you eat another few brochas because it is lashlim lameir brochas. Because if you eat the nash before the Suda, you have to say bere pre adomo and then Be'er Nefashos. So you have two more brachas. So don't worry about it. We could rely on the Shalom. But there is still a difference. If this Nash is a Mezeinus, or it is only a regular Nash that you have to say on it, Shehakil, or Be'er Pri Adomo, or Be'er Pri Oitz. What is the difference? Because when you eat the Nash, there is a fourth thing. You're not eating the Suda right after the Kiddush. There is a din that Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokim Se'udo. If you make Kiddush, and after the Kiddush you go out in the front yard, and you come back in, your Kiddush didn't help, you have to make Kiddush again. Because you didn't wash, you made the Hefsek. The fact that we always go to the kitchen to wash, and so we go to another room, is before, because we thought when we made the Kiddush that we are going to wash there. So we wanted to wash there, so we don't have a problem with going to a second place. Because the second place, I thought about it. But if you say go out of the house, then there is a problem. Therefore, we have a problem Sukkos. If we want to go wash somewhere else in the courtyard from the Sukkah, and then we go back in, if going outside, then there is a hefsek. The Kiddush didn't help. So there is ways, if it's near the Sukkah, whatever it is, but there is a problem. So if we eat a nash of a shakl or a domen or eitz, and then we go wash, then it may be a hefsek. It says in Shulchan Aruch and Ritzim and Reisha and Gimel, Tzorich lechel b'mekeimei ha-kiddush le'alter ha-kiddush, b'mokim ha-kiddush. Right away, im le'yochal ad lachal zman, le'yotzo yedich ivosei v'tzorich lachzir le'kaddish, kedim she'yechal. Ve'yichilun b'in zman kotzer le'zman aruch. So if you finish Kiddush, then you want to do something else. Even you stay in the same room, but you do something else. So it's a hefsek. The Kiddush didn't help. You're not allowed to do something else. Because you're supposed to the Mokim Suda right away. It doesn't say the Shiur. But if you do something else, it's a hefsek. So the same thing, if you eat a nash and then you going around or whatever, it may be a hefsek. That's all if the nash is shakl or adoma or eitz. But if the nash is a gishmak, a piece of cake, then it's no hefsek. Because if you eat after the kiddush the mezeinus, this is enough to be considered as a b'mokim seudo, as the Alter Rebbe is explaining further in Simer Reish and Gimel Siv Zayin, hoyru hageinim shezeh she'omru chachomim ein kiddush ela b'mokim seudo ein tzorich she'igmer shom kol ha'seudo ela afilu im eichel kezayis yafilu kezayis מחמשת המינים קייק שמבורכים עליו ברים מן המזיינס איש שושו רביס יין מלבד הקידוש you drink another cup of wine it's already במקום סעודו so you don't have to worry for קידוש במקום סעודו after you eat the cake you could go out in the courtyard and then come back and then wash, and there is no problem of a hefsek, because right after Kiddush, you ate the nash, which is mezeinus. But if the Kiddush, the nash is shakl or adomo or roitz, and then you go out of the house, you didn't have a problem by eating the nash, as we discussed till now. But you have a problem that you went out of the house and there is a hefsek between Kiddush and the Seudo. So then, if you want to eat other nash, you could eat the nash, but right on the same space, and then right go to the washing the hands for the Seudo and not be having a big hefsek. All clear, understood? So it's locha and you're learning, and now you're learning Ishmael Ches, Ishmael Tes.
From all of this, it comes out that it's a shtickle b'diyeder that also have the saying that you're allowed to do. It doesn't say mamish is a l'chatchila. He says, hey, moichem b'yadai.
But you see, Reish Me'im, Reish Tezvov, he doesn't say just that. In Reish Tezvov, he says more than that. That if there is V'yesh Chelkim, V'yesh La'ach Merkizvor Arashayna. He doesn't say only not to be Meche and not to be Maskech. So it looks that the Maskone, it looks like the Reish Tezvov is later. And it looks like this is the maskone, that you could do it. Especially on Shabbos, he says there is certainly no problem.
Is that a Friday night and Shabbos day?
No. Not to copy this.
How do you know that Pesach
Seder
is later?
Pesach Seder is harder, that you're not allowed to eat, and there's a whole controversy. What are we not allowed to eat a Seudah in the last 3 hours? We're not allowed to eat chometz, because it's after Chatzos. We're not allowed to eat matzah, because Erev Pesach is not allowed to eat matzah. So he says the only halacha is that we're not allowed to eat Matzah Ashiro, that theoretically you could eat Erev Pesach, but since it lasts 3 hours, you shouldn't eat it. And this is also not negated to us, because we don't eat Pesach Matzah Ashiro, because it's May Peres, and May Peres with a little water is machmit, so we don't eat it. So the whole halacha is not so much negeir lemaise, but it's a theoretical halacha that in the last 3 hours we're not allowed to eat. By Erev Pesach it's a halacha. By Erev Shabbos it's only a mitzvah, which is not necessarily the halacha. But since still, after Kiddush, if we want to eat a nash, then is the halachas that we have discussed today.
How do we know that
Reish Tezvov
was written after
Reish Mem Tes? Because after he wrote Reish Mem Tes, he wrote a long kuntrasachen that he is finalizing, not like he says in the Pnim. He probably didn't have the chance to correct the Pnim, or we don't have his corrections on the Pnim. So since the kuntrasachen, he is proving not only as Harote, he is proving with a long Arichas, not like the Maskone in the Pnim of Reish Mem Tes. So we understand that Reish Tezvov, that he is paskening like the Kuntres Achen of Reish Mem Tes, is written after, and then he already paskened like the Shalom.
Doesn't that only make it with a chilah because of the brachos? Isn't the teyavim part still just that we're not maitha?
The teyavim, if you want to eat it for nash, we already discussed, there is no problem. But if you want to eat it for the broche, he said in Pnim of Reish Mem Tes, that
it's a Isur Gomor. But then he, Chazer, in the Kuntersachen, proving with a big Arichas, a very long Kuntersachen, to prove that the Rishenim hold like the Shalom. So according to that, his Maskone in Reish Tzvov, that it is like the Shalom and not like the Mogen Avraham.
Could it be the Indian bracha, you want to make the bracha simply for that food, then a piece of Reish Tzvov and Hatzchila, you could do that. But when it's not your intention is not because you want to make the bracha, Reish Tzvov, you don't want to eat. So then comes out that by Reish Tzvov,
that's what you say. But that's what you say. So let me repeat again what it says in Reish Tzvov. After he brings the machlekes, and after he says that you should be machmer like the shalom, he's finalizing. Ubifrat b'shabes v'yentiv, kedei lashlim lekuf broches, yesh lehanichom l'achar birkas hamazin lashlim ha-bohem. So that's the reason that you want to eat it later for the meyer broches. And you could do it with no problem, according to the Maskone of the Alter Rebbe.
But that doesn't get into the problem of Teovlin. It only deals with the problem
with
of
Teovlin. We decided that there is no problem. Even in Reish Mem Tes, he says there is three reasons, but there is no problem. Because when you eat it, because you like it, there is no problem of Shemo, you'll miss the appetite, and there is no problem of Kdime, and there is no problem of Harbis Bebrochas. The only problem is if you don't eat it for the oven. If you eat it in order to add the Meir Brochas. So even in that, the Maskona is there is no problem.
What's Pshat in the end of Simen Reish Tzvov? After the Alter Rebbe brings the Machlokes between the Shalah and the Magen Avraham, is Yesh Chelkim, Yesh Lahach, Kisvar Rishen?
Kisvar Rishen is the Rebbe of Maril, that he says that even if you don't know what to do, better bench and then eat the fruit. Like it's Negev by the Chasanis, to give fruit after you finish the whole meal. So you could eat it right away. So then you would say, there was a whole book, I don't want to go into it. Could be then you have to eat, say, a bere prioates, and also bere nefoshes before you bench on what you eat after they took away the tables and they left only nash by the dancing. But in any case, when you want to eat after, you could eat, it's better to eat after and not before benching. They give sometimes ice cream in the end of the meal. So if you want, you better leave it for after benching, you eat it then. That's Lehachmir Kedas HaShalom.